Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I'm still not in, the Astros really need to panic. I don't think they do. I mean, they got out to such a massive jump to start the season that they can afford to have a run like this. But
they've now lost 9 of 11.
Yes.
And
even more concerning is the Texas Rangers are a good baseball team. I know nobody around here wanted to believe that it was possible. They're good. And they're on pace to win 90 games at the halfway mark here. Now, the Astros are on pace to win 100, but these are two teams with the arrows pointing in opposite directions right now.
Did you see what your buddy James Harden had to say about the people who say he always travels?
No.
He says that's when you're doing something right, right? Then you have the haters who talk about, is that a travel? Is that too many steps? That's just the haters.
To be fair, traveling is like there's a rule about it.
Yeah, but they don't enforce it on anybody. So
no. But to say to ask if it's too many steps and saying that's a hater, I'm not saying James is the only one who does it. There's a lot of guys in the league who does it.
The whole league does it, let's be honest.
That's still a travel. It should be a travel.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three of a three-hour program. I know we've had some signal issues today. Apologize. Power at the tower went out due to storms. Trying to get it up and going. We're on the backup right now. I know it sucks. Sorry. We have run the gamut today. Little this, little that. Talk mostly sports, I guess.
And pubes.
Yeah, we did talk some pubes, which was...
I've worked the Twitch channel into the conversation today.
Enlightening opinion from Fred, who is pro-exposed pubes.
No. The fake news.
He is...
That's fake news.
He thinks that women should just grow it out.
I think they should do whatever they want to do.
Grow it out and let it shout, Fred said.
I just don't... I prefer not that they don't do that. I'm probably not going to make them... You know, wife number four and a half.
But you also like male pubic hair sprouting out. You said that's fine, too. You'll swim with that.
It's not fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I'm at one more thought on this whole thing.
Like, on the pubes or the nets?
On the nets. Oh. If somebody told us we're losing two or three blitzers a year to accidents because they're texting the show, and they could prove that. I'd be, you know what? No more text line. It'd be the smart thing to do.
I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily true because at some point there's personal responsibility taken.
But the whole thing I'm saying is, yes, there's personal responsibility that has to be taken and people should pay attention.
Because guess what they'd do then? They'd start tweeting the show.
Probably. But the reality is that doesn't cover all of these circumstances. There is liability on the team's side. There's a lot of time, and I was talking about this off air, that there was a bat that flew at us one time, and I ducked, and it hit somebody behind me because they couldn't see it. How is that their fault? They're paying attention. They know the bat's coming. They're expecting it to hit me.
Well, then when the bat's coming, what you do is you cover up your head and you
and
duck
they
down.
Did, but they still got hurt. It's going to hit somebody. They duck down, it's going to hit the person behind them, and they can't see in front of them. That's nobody's fault. That's just, and yeah, does that happen a lot? No, but it happens enough that, you know, it'd be easy to fix. Hey,
well, like you said, I mean, on the golf course, it happens. It actually happens a lot. People get hit with golf balls on a golf course.
Yeah, most of those though are pretty far. I mean, it's not like if you and I were playing and people were 15 feet away and we're hitting a slice right into them. It's a little different with these guys. They're way down the fairway. You know, most of the time you have time to react. That's why they do the flag to let people know. People still get hit, but. And again, I'm not saying that people don't have responsibility, but there are times where you can be as responsible as you want, and it doesn't matter. And why just, it's so easy to eliminate it, that's all. But, oh well. I can't believe people care this much about this.
It is a weird thing to care about.
All right, so I wanted to bring up something else because this came up while I was gone, so I'm sure you guys talked about it. But this idea that the Rays might eventually split between Tampa and Montreal.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think that Tampa shouldn't have gotten a baseball team to begin with. I don't know if putting it in another market that proved incapable of supporting a franchise necessarily makes the most sense.
Actually, they did pretty well until the strike killed the Expos. Because that team was on its way to the World Series, it looked like. And baseball was never the same in Montreal after that. But I kind of like the idea. You got two markets that, frankly, I don't think can support 81-game seasons. So why not split it up? I'll tell you who's dead set against it. Tampa Bay Rays super fan Dick Vitale.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He says, thanks, Rays baseball. Well, I guess I should do it in Dickie V voice. For an absurd concept, 50-50. I'm not a 50-50 fan. I've spent hundreds of thousands of my buddies for 20 years. Yeah, except you're so what in the minority, Dick. If they had 20,000 of you, it'd be okay. It's not a great baseball market, and I don't mind. I'd like to see if it works, although I do think there's markets that could probably support a baseball team better than Tampa. I bet Nashville could. I bet Louisville could. You know, maybe not. I don't know, but why not split it up?
And looking at the Expos attendance, their last 7 years of existence, they hit 1 million fans once, and they hit it basically exactly. They hadn't hit 2 million fans from 1983 to 2004. So the last 20-something years of their existence, they didn't hit 2 million fans. I just think it's a bad baseball market. Tampa's a bad baseball market.
Okay, so you get 1 million fans in each place. That's 2 million. That's better than what they're doing. What's Tampa doing?
I don't know. I mean, it's probably about the same. But, I mean, obviously, if you cut the games in half, you're not going to get the full amount of fans. If you only have 40 home dates instead of...
No, but that also makes it... You know, unless you want to get hit in the face with a baseball, it makes it much more. It's one of those things I always talk about, the basketball season being too long, because I can go to a game anytime. Well, if I only have 40 games to choose from instead of 81, I'm more likely to go to more games.
Yeah.
And I think in both markets, you'd be more likely to go to both
games. Let's just contract the Rays.
Well, I'm okay with that, too.
And the Rays.
Especially if the Astros could maybe get, Blake Snell out of the deal. I'd be fine with that.
Let's find some other team that doesn't draw for crap.
You know, these leagues don't contract ever.
They should.
Well, I think there's too many teams in every sport. Basketball should be contracted.
Honestly, both Florida teams should probably go.
Yeah. I mean... What does Miami really offer now other than trading their best players to everybody else
right. So
that they become MVPs elsewhere?
Who are the last? I mean, I know who the last in attendance is. Oh, no, I don't. I would have thought Tampa was last in attendance. They're not. It's Miami.
Yeah.
They are, the bottom two.
Florida's a tough, tough place.
Nobody's from Florida.
Right. and it's funny because it's... Like Houston, in a way, only it's worse. It's like the team has to be really, really good for people to care.
Yeah.
And if you look at all of those teams, like the Tampa Bay Lightning do really well, but they're a Stanley Cup contender every year.
Yeah.
The Florida Panthers don't draw crap. Now, they're going to have a bunch of big free agent signings, and they got a new coach. So if they're good, people will go. But, man, if you're just mediocre, there ain't like 9,000 people in that barn. That's just silly.
You know what's a trip? Is you look at some of the attendance numbers in baseball, and it's funny how there's some markets are just baseball markets and some aren't. And historically, the Midwest has been that's like prime baseball.
Yeah, to me, like St. Louis, they could suck and they'll still draw 3 million fans.
Well, they're second in attendance. Cleveland is having a good year. They're 23rd in attendance. They average less than 20,000 a game.
But Cleveland's weird because Cleveland is a Browns town. Even with the Cavs winning the title, even with the Indians being good, even with the Browns sucking, that's a Browns town.
Okay, what if I told you this? On the other end of the spectrum, the Angels, who are a really bad team, they average 37,000 a game. They're fifth in attendance behind Dodgers, Cardinals, Yankees, Cubs. That's pretty wild. And you're not going to say L.A. is an Angels town because it's not.
No, it's definitely not. I mean, they're not even the Clippers, comparatively speaking. You know, what's
Houston just in the top 10, number 10, 33,000 a game.
And to me, that's too low for a team that's as good as they are. You know who
You know how many times since 1988 that the Cardinals have not had 3 million fans?
I'm sure zero.
One time. They had 2.9 in 2003. Hmm. Every other year, and the biggest was they had 3.5 million in 2007. But, I mean, they're steady. 3.5, 3.3, 3.5, 3.4. But yeah, for some reason, and I don't remember what happened in 2003, but they only had 2,910,000, so they missed out on it there. Before that, you got to go all the way back to 97.
Jeez.
So that's now, to be fair, I think that may be the best fan base in all of baseball. Yeah. But
well, and they're a pretty consistently good team.
They're always good, but they also, I mean, those fans go no matter what, and you know it also helps that they don't have football there anymore.
Yeah,
and the only other team's the Blues. But that to me, if I'm making a list of best baseball town in America, that's number one on my list.
Well, you saw the best football fans list, right?
I did. Can we talk about that when we come back? Because I'm going to respectfully disagree with some of this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I got to tell you how to save some money on your home insurance. It used to take hours to get a decent quote for your home insurance. Now TGS has come along and said, you know what? We'll hook you up in 15 seconds, and we're going to give you some big savings, and all we need is your address. How about that? Grab your phone, text the word money to 232323. The system's going to reply, ask for your address. You send that back, you're going to get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And we're talking the company, the savings, it's legit. Their online rating's nearly perfect. The average customer this year saving over $870 on their home insurance. And if you just signed up with the other guys, doesn't matter. TGS will take care of it. They'll deal with all the back end, all the nonsense, so you can free your mind and fatten your wallet. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Start saving today.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Guys, we know there's a problem with the signal. They're working on it. You don't have to send us 500 texts about it. So this best fans list was done by someone called Mike Lewis. It's from scholarblogs.emory.edu. Let's start with that.
It sounds like smart people.
Yeah, although, frankly, when academics start messing with sports, they're usually... It usually doesn't quite work. And, of course, he throws out a lot of big words to make it sound like this is science. It says, each year I do a quantitative analysis of NFL fandom. The analysis is grounded in economic and marketing theory and uses statistical tools to shed light on the question of which teams have the most loyal or best fans.
All right.
That's a lot of word salad is what that is.
Yes.
He says, the fundamental question that guides the analysis is simple. Who has the best fans in the NFL?
Okay, let's
for,
do it.
For the business folks, maybe we phrase this as, what are the best brands in the NFL? Okay, those are two totally different things. Fans and brands are not the same thing. I want to start with that.
Agreed.
He says, first we have to decide what we mean by best. Then he asks a bunch of more questions that are pretty simple. So his approach to evaluating is based on attendance, revenues, social media following, and road attendance. And... okay, that's fine. You're going to use those things. That's great. It says, to get an overall ranking, I used a statistical tool that looks at the correlation across the three metrics to create a brand equity factor. Okay, here's my problem with this. This is not about fans. This is about brand equity. So the whole list is misnamed. We'll start with that because there's one that I have a real problem with. So if you're going to do that, here's your top five. Cowboys, Patriots, Eagles, Giants, Steelers.
Are any of those surprising to you?
No. In terms of brand, no. And they have, they have good fan bases. The Cowboys, I think, I don't know that they travel as well as these other teams do. Because the one at the bottom, one of the ones at the bottom, I know those teams travel everywhere.
Right.
So I don't think too much was paid to that. And then here we go with the rest of them. So Cowboys, Patriots, Eagles, Giants, Steelers, no surprises, right? Packers, 6. That surprise you?
No.
Broncos, 7.
No.
Bears, 8.
No.
49ers, 9.
Nope.
Saints, 10.
No.
No, it doesn't surprise me either.
I just remember when there weren't Saints fans.
Yeah, but ever since the Super Bowl, they're there. Redskins, 11.
That's surprising.
That feels high to me. Colts, 12.
Feels high to me.
Yeah, I mean, pretty good fan base, but if we're talking AFC South, I think I take Titans fan over Colts fan. Falcons, 13.
That's a little high, I would think.
Yeah, that's also very high. This one to me is really high. Dolphins, 14.
Yeah, I mean, especially for younger people. Like, most young people don't remember Dolphins having any success.
They don't remember Larry Zonka and Bob Greasy and all those guys. This one's too low for me. Seahawks, 15.
I spent a lot of time in Seattle. Those are hardcore fans. Yeah,
and they travel, too.
Yep.
And that's not an easy place to travel from. So, I'm going to say your quantitative analysis, sir, sucks when it comes to the Seahawks. Panthers, 16.
Maybe a little higher than I would have expected.
Maybe. Raiders, 17. If you're talking about brand,
the Raiders are high.
The Raiders are still much higher than 17.
But,
yeah. And I get that there's issues with the move and everything else, but that's a pretty good fan base. They sell a lot of gear.
Yeah, I think that's probably too low.
I think it's way too low. Ravens, 18.
That's probably too low.
It may be a little, but I feel like they should be in that 15 to 17 range. So I think they're a little low. Bills, 19.
That's probably about right.
It feels about right. Jets, 20.
That's honestly lower than I would have thought.
Yeah, that should be higher. I agree. Your Houston Texans, number 21.
Feels about right.
It does. Lions, 22.
Feels about right.
Buccaneers, 23.
That may be higher than I would have expected.
Yeah. Vikings, 24.
That's surprisingly low.
That's too low. Cardinals, 25.
That's surprisingly high.
Yeah, because
I would have put them in the bottom three or four for sure.
Because before the Chargers, where they basically every game's a road game at home, and that was Arizona. Like, people from everywhere else would go to Arizona, so I think that's too high. Chargers, 26. I think since they moved, that's about right.
Yeah.
Browns, 27.
It's a little higher than I would have thought, maybe.
See, I think that's too low, because I think from a fan base perspective, those people have stuck with those donkeys for so long. And, yeah, I mean, I know the team sucks, but their fans don't.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to suck now that they think they're good with Baker Mayfield, but that's another story for another time. Bengals, 28.
Yeah.
That's too high.
I think it's too high.
That's too high. The Bengals should be one of the bottom ones. Number 29, Jaguars.
That I would think is I would have put them in the bottom couple also.
I think
that's
31-32 right there, but they have them 28-29. Number 30, Titans.
That's lower than I would have thought.
Yeah, that's too low. Number 31, the Chiefs.
Surprisingly low.
That is the dumbest thing on this entire deal. Chiefs fans are some of the best in the country. They travel like fiends. I mean, they sell out that place even when it's snowing and cold and there's tornadoes trying to suck them up while they're there. I got to say, if this is what your analysis comes up to, brother, you need to turn that PhD in. That thing needs to go in the shredder. If the Chiefs are 31, and this guy's name is, hang on a second, let me get it right, Mike Lewis. And, yeah, he kind of looks like a dorky professor. Mike Lewis, for somebody who tries to be smart, you're dumb. Putting the Chiefs 31. Give me a break. 32, the Rams.
The Rams are in a weird spot, but that's still surprisingly low.
Yeah, I mean, they're also coming off a Super Bowl, and I think they regained a lot of fans in Los Angeles. I still think they were better than the Bengals and Jaguars.
Yeah.
But you're really going to tell me that the Buccaneers have a better fan base than the Chiefs?
Yeah, I'm having a hard time with that.
This is just frustrating. So, 832 asks, why Titans? Colts have been relevant since 1998. Colts fan in Houston who loves sports radio when the Colts beat the Texans. Has nothing to do with your relevance. Has everything to do with your fan base. And the Colts have a good fan base, but I think the Titans have a better one. Because they've also put up with some really crappy teams.
I will say, like, if you were to...
So, yeah, I mean, you guys are trying to do who's really good. That's not what this list is about. It's about how your fans react. So, yeah. That's the thing about... I hate doing these because, like, if you... Because everybody's like, oh, but this team beat this team. This has nothing to do with that.
Yeah, it's in how good the team is.
It has to do with your fan base, man.
The Colts are super relevant. Who's
a better team? The Colts.
Yeah.
Who's got a better chance
better
to win the
franchise?
Team?
The yeah. Colts.
But I also would say that maybe I'm wrong, but I think Nashville is just a completely underrated sports town because not just because of the way they respond to the Titans, but the way they respond to the Preds. And that to me is a loyal fan base. But yeah, that's But the whole thing, the Kansas City being next to last.
That's odd.
Yeah. Dear sir, turn in your degree and please never write again.
All right. Fred, did you know that low testosterone affects 40% of men age 45 and older?
Sadly, I know that.
Yeah. If you're experiencing fatigue, loss of muscular strength, depressed mood. Boy, is this getting to you right here, Fred?
I'm feeling really depressed right now.
Yeah. Difficulty sleeping, low sex drive. Weight gain, decreased sense of well-being, moodiness and irritability. This is talking about you. Erectile dysfunction.
I am not moody or irritable.
Guys, you may be experiencing low testosterone. And the other guys, they're going to try to give you those synthetic injections that you'll have to come back for every week and you'll be addicted to and you'll crash a few days after you get it. The Y-Factor's got a more natural approach to treating your testosterone levels because they've developed a comprehensive treatment plan designed to correct the underlying problems. And they want you to enhance your natural production of testosterone again. Guys, it's June right now, Men's Health Month. So it's the perfect time to book your annual checkup. Get it done. The Y-Factor, dedicated to men's urological wellness. Schedule your appointment today. Mancenters.com. That's Mancenters.com. You can never kill my heart.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. When a mild-mannered Uber driver... let me try that again. I hate when people write stuff
mild-mannered Uber driver.
When a mild-mannered Uber driver named Stu picks up a passenger... who turns out to be a cop, hot on the trail of a brutal killer, he's thrust into a harrowing ordeal where he desperately tries to hold on to his wits, his life, and his five-star rating. At 636, caller 10 to 713-780-3776, wins a pair of seats to a special advanced screening of Stuber, starring Dave Bautista, Tuesday, July 2nd, at 7 p.m. at Edwards Greenway Plaza, in theaters nationwide on July 12th. So, there you have it. Can I just follow this up with one thing? Because, all right, we've established that I believe this list is stupid. and from now on, I really wish dude would just stick to, whatever else he does the rest of the year. But there is, I'm going to find it now. It just disappeared from my screen. I hate when that happens. I kind of took a look at the attendance figures from last year. And I think what's missing, because like a lot of the teams that are at the top of this list are Dallas, Green Bay, Giants, Denver. And like Dallas is going to lead the league in attendance because they have the biggest, by far the biggest stadium. So their average is 91,619 for last year, 8 games, right? But that's only 91.6% of capacity. Now, I don't think you hold that against them because their capacity is over 100,000.
Right.
So, but you also don't really give them credit for having 91 because they're not selling out. But here's some of the others that they have way up there. The Giants, 76,940. It's only 93.3% of capacity. Yeah. Denver is 76,000. That's 100.4%. Carolina 100%. New Orleans 100.1%. Houston 99.7% of capacity. Baltimore 99.2%.
Yeah, but we also know that that's a lie. Like, they sell all their tickets, but that stadium's never full.
Yes and no. I mean, there's times when it's full, but there's also times, especially late in the season, if they're not playing very well, where there'll be a lot of empty seats. And I think part of the problem with NRG is the same problem you have with Toyota Center. You got such good bars in those really expensive areas. A lot of people just sit there.
Yeah.
I know I've done that before. But here's kind of the ones that, like Kansas City, number 6 overall on the list, 75,972, 99.4% of capacity. In Seattle, we talked about that, 100.4. On the road, 100.8. Wow. So people go to see Seattle. Dallas on the road, only 94%. So, and then when you get to the bottom of this list, it's L.A., Cincinnati, Tampa Bay. Oakland's down there, but that's because the stadium's so tiny. They have 103.4. So I don't know. Why don't we let academics get involved in this stuff? I mean, really, you go theorize on which one of your students you want to bang.
Stop it, Fred. That's only you did that. No other.
It wasn't only me.
No other real professors did that.
I never did, as far as you know. 713-780-3776. Here's a story that I'm very interested in.
Interesting story.
Yeah. There's a bill in the House that now favors criminal charges for robocalls.
Oh, I'm for it. You know what AT&T started doing for me?
Yeah, I got that too. The spam alert?
Yeah, it says AT&T alert telemarketer. And then I can just ignore it.
Yeah.
But the problem is now it doesn't catch all of them.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll answer it and it's a telemarketer. I'm like, damn it, AT&T. I thought you had my back. But then, you know, just block the number.
Well, apparently this is a bipartisan bill. So we can get along. The Stopping Bad Robocalls Act. And it was put forth last week. Its purpose is requiring the FCC to prescribe new regulations to govern the use of robocalls, namely by forcing the callers to obtain the consent of those they wish to hound. And it would be a criminal offense if you don't.
I wish they would.
They're also going to go after debt collectors, too, which I would love to see.
I mean, I understand debt collectors having a reason to call.
Yeah, but see, but they're doing a lot of predatory stuff. Like, they're making things up.
Oh, okay.
And like, they you'll get a call that will say, because this was happening to a friend of mine. He kept getting this call saying, there is a legal issue against your social security number, and we're going to come to your place of work or your home unless you call and settle with the collector at this number.
Well,
and stuff like that. I mean, that's, you know.
I mean, just pay your bills.
Yeah, but you also can't make stuff up to collect.
No, that's fair,
and that's what? and some of the stuff is just borderline harassment.
The stuff that drives me crazy is like sometimes they'll leave a message. It's like, oh, I feel like I must be bothering you now, but I know we talked about that business or the loan for your small business. I just wanted to see where we were at on that. It's like, I don't have a small business, lady. You're not fooling anybody.
So I have a big business and I don't need a loan.
Or the, just wanted to call about consolidating your student loans. And I'm like, I haven't had student loans in 10 years. Piss off.
Never had a student loan. Yeah, my favorite is... yeah, we'd like to talk to you about redoing the warranty on your Expedition.
Yeah, don't have that.
Yeah, the car that I wrecked 4 years ago. Yeah, thanks. 713-780-ESPN. The people on Twitch, Young Soda says, AJ's bald head pops on stream. Wow.
Thank you.
Gleaming, what a beautiful man.
Shining. He's like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Such a beautiful man.
That's right.
So you have all kinds of fans, AJ. But yeah, I think that'd be Darnell says literally got that call a few weeks ago about it being tied to your social security number and they will file some charges or some crap. In this one, they actually claim that charges had already been filed. You were about to be served at your home or your place of office unless you settled with this guy before they got there. And it's kind of like, if charges are already filed, then this is kind of... So yeah, 713 says, I got the student loan call. I'm 59. Well,
try harder.
Never too late to go back to school. It never is.
Oh, boy. You see, we talked about the, was it Megan Rapinoe? Is that how you call it?
Rapinoe.
And her saying she wasn't going to the White House. Did you see that Trump went after her on Twitter?
Of course, because, I mean, he doesn't have anything more important to do.
Well, he really doesn't. I mean, no. He is the tweeting president. And I will agree. Basically, he was just kind of going on and on about how they're invited anyway, but maybe you should go out and win first. I do kind of agree with that.
Yeah.
You should. Although, in all fairness, somebody asked her, if you won, would you go? And that's why she responded. And then she came out today and said, no, I wouldn't go, but I shouldn't have used that word. But I do think that, all right, one more basketball thing. Your buddy Enes Kanter, did you see what he said about Zion Williamson?
No.
He thinks he's very overhyped. He basically calls him Julius Randle with hops.
Julius Randle doesn't suck.
No, but everybody's acting like Zion's the next LeBron.
Yeah, this is such a tough thing for me because I'm like I'm in a weird phase where I think Zion can be good. I just don't think he'll ever be as good as people think he's going to be right now.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
So,
did you see Julius Randle's response on Twitter? Said, "Yo, at Enes Kanter, last time you guarded me, I had 45. Relax, bro. LOL."
Well, got him.
Yeah, but to be fair, they went and looked at it. He did have 45 points, but he only totaled two of those while Kanter was guarding him. So, but apparently that was on Colin Cowherd's show, and I guess Enes decided he needed to be provocative like Colin, right?
I guess so. Well, if Enes Kanter needs a new job, my computer career may be the place to go. And listen, if you're not happy in the job you got, you're not making enough money, you got a jerk of a boss, change your life, man. Do something you love and do something that makes you some good money. MyComputerCareer.edu, go there, take the free career evaluation now, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months, even with no experience. You attend classes on campus or live online twice a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. And then when you graduate, they work with hundreds of employers that hired their graduates. So they're going to help you get into the industry. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Guys, classes are starting up soon. Go take that free career evaluation today. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And you just heard him talking about the Charlo Adams fight. They're opening up some additional $30 seats and some additional $100 floor seats due to the high demand. So go to Ticketmaster.com. And get in on those tickets because they are going fast. So you just said Springer and Bregman?
Yeah, so far it looks like that. They're still announcing the rest of the outfielders.
Okay. Adrian said the robocall where it says the local authorities will come and detain you. That I got one of those once.
I've never gotten that.
And it was the funny part about it was, "Hello, my name is Mr. Johnson, and we are going to come to your place of business and arrest you." Oh, yeah, thanks, Mr. Johnson. Gotcha. All right, let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
Oh, look at that. It looks like
Springer, Brantley.
Yeah, so three.
Reddick.
Yeah, no. Reddick. Well, no, Reddick.
No, no, no.
He was Trout, in the top Springer, 10. Brantley.
Yeah, he was in the top 10. Judge 4, Betts 5.
So, hey, yeah. good for them.
That's, yeah, Brantley deserved it, despite being outscored 24.
Brantley deserved it more than Springer, I would say.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, Judge probably shouldn't have been as high up on that list as he was.
Yankee. So. What are you going to get?
The Yankees are playing the whole infield, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
All right. you watch Alf?
Sometimes.
I liked that show when I was a kid. The dad from Alf, Max Wright, dead at 75 after a long cancer battle, passed away in his home just outside Los Angeles, battled cancer for years, was diagnosed with lymphoma in 95, but had been in remission for a long
time.
That's
a good run.
Yeah. But he was also in shows like Buffalo Bill, Cheers, Dudley, and Norm. So,
I don't remember the dad at all. All I remember from that show was Alf.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what the dad looked like.
Yeah, still don't remember him.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. He's dead. R.I.P. to Alf's dad. Let's see. Oh. Well, let me do this. These other stories first. That's the one I want to go to the most. Klay Thompson arrived on set of Space Jam 2 on crutches. So I'm not exactly sure of what he's going to do. Damian Lillard and Anthony Davis were also on set today. I'm not sure how he'll participate with an ACL problem, but he is on site and plans to participate in the filming of Space Jam 2.
Can't wait to not watch that, but maybe they'll use some CGI for him.
Also, I think if I'm not mistaken, Klay Thompson's. But we talked about this the other day, and I said it's basically done, even though they haven't said it's done. Klay Thompson, they basically decided it's done. They're going to meet and sign papers, and Klay Thompson's going to be a Warrior for the next many years,
except for most of next year.
Well, a portion of next year. Let's see, new Ghostbusters movie. Guess who's going to be in it? Ant-Man, Paul Rudd.
Interesting.
Apparently he's decided he's going to be a part in the new Ghostbusters movie. We don't know anything specific about his role, but it does seem like it's going to be a direct sequel to the old Ghostbusters movies and not
the chick
movie. A full-on reboot like they did with 2016 Lady Ghostbusters.
I'm intrigued by that.
Sigourney Weaver has said that she's reprising her role as Dana.
I still would. I know she's older now, but
Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, and Ernie Hudson will also be returning to the, or it seems safe to assume, it says, that they'll be returning to their characters, but we don't know for sure. So Paul Rudd also planning to be a part of that. There's a story here on Healthline about how women feel about sex scenes in movies.
Okay.
And how it's putting unrealistic expectations on them.
Most movie sex scenes, though, aren't really that great. I mean, there are people pretending to bounce around a little bit. I don't know how that would put unreal expectations on anyone, other than that they're hot.
Well, apparently, movies like 50 Shades of Grey, Ghost, Pretty Woman, they analyzed 50 iconic sex scenes from movies. And Hollywood glamour is one of the many possible contributors to women's insecurities when it comes to body image. From unrealistic body types to lack of age diversity, the display of women enjoying sex in film often misses the mark on inclusivity, which may also add to women's insecurity. Because mostly the hottest sex scenes are sexy young actresses.
Right. It's because of how they looked. I mean,
nobody wants to see Betty White getting hammered.
I would.
Besides Fred. And they also said that the female orgasm is often incorrectly depicted in film.
It's because they're not really having orgasm. They're acting.
Right.
And that's like being a wife.
Well, and that is Hoffman on Hollywood, right?
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up. Fun show today. Didn't get to
hardly anything.
10% of the crap, yeah. I wanted to get to today. So at least show prep for tomorrow will be easy. There'll be some things left over. Unless something happens. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Aaron, you did a good job today. I'll give you a solid A-.
By the way, Rays beat the Twins 5-2 in 18 innings.
Ah.
They decided to play two today.
give Hoffman an A-plus for today. I was okay. I really was. I'd go with C-. We'll do it again tomorrow. Everybody have a great night. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.